Okay, nice, oh, Trans. You're welcome to a good house with a good internet connection. Not. You went down.
Sponsored by Telia.
Not. You went down. Anyway, just to finish up what we were talking about with... what was we talking about? Casper?
We were talking about WCS, among other things. The Blizzard way of doing it. I think we kind of agreed on that. I mean, what Blizzard can do is they can run their own stuff, as well as basically get tournaments to run what you call circuit events for them, maybe.
Yeah,
create a tour.
I think it was Simon from CBSI who said that we need to have, you know, more or less what you described, James, as like one championship where everything concludes to a grand final or something like that. I would like to put it in this perspective, because they were talking about UEFA and football a lot. They were talking about Formula One to some extent, about, you know, having these circus, some golf and so on. I think they are a little bit off in that comparison. I would compare esports with X Games and UFC. Why I do that is because if you look at like skateboard, for example, Tony Hawk was the big one during the 90s, for example. But on the broad scale, when it went into TV, went into the major brands and everything, that was when X Game was unified everything. And I think that's what we need as an esport. We need a big contender bringing everything together into one thing.
Yeah, but
and I think, actually, we might need to have one kind of guy like Dana White, who said, either you join me or you're against me. And he you know, he did what MLG has tried to done. He did what CDS did. He did what Riot, is, to some extent, is trying to do. That, you know, having this more or less owning the league, owning the players, owning everything, but just to get it in.
Really,
because, I mean,
really
look at UFC. In the late 90s, the first seasons, I think a semi-finalist got $1,500. What do you get if you get in the semi-final of a season in UFC today? Probably, I don't know, 1 million times more money or something like that. So,
right, but like,
what I mean is that we need to see that both X Games and the UFC comes from a 30-year-old history.
But what?
And we have only done 10 to 15 years. So it still has 10 to 15 years to grow into getting into the mainstream.
But what I'm saying is is that for a spectator and viewership, having something unified where everyone can follow the story throughout the year is better. Simon, I agree with, in having something that you can sell to people outside
and
being like, yeah, here's a really fucking impressive package. But I believe it's when you look at sports and you say, who owns football? Like football.
FIFA.
Yeah, but they own organization, and if you're part of FIFA, then you're in their league. But the thing is, it's like, you can't really say they... you know, really own football, because anyone can just go and play football. Nothing stops me from just
but
playing football.
Organized.
I just need, yeah, but
there's a difference between gaming and esports.
Yes. But the point is, if you want to play StarCraft, you have to buy StarCraft. Okay. Now, even on the smallest level. Okay. So StarCraft and Blizzard, in my opinion, I'm talking about Blizzard as a developer, have the power, if they so want to use it, to really say, hey guys, we like what you're doing, but with our new contracts for next year, we want to talk to all of you about doing something much more unified. The budgets that we were spending for WCS, we'll remove that, because WCS as a brand name is absolutely fucking pointless, right? It's so pointless to come up and say, WCS is amazing because it grows StarCraft from grassroots, but building the brand name of WCS when you're just basically paying MLG, paying DreamHack, paying NASL to run these tournaments where you're promoting the name Blizzard and WCS, and it's very fucking hard to get a Blizzard logo on anything, okay? It's extremely difficult. If you want to put a Blizzard logo on something and you actually want it official, it's very hard to do. So what Blizzard need to do, in my opinion, is work with the organizers. This is what I would do if everything was, you know, nice and rainbows. Blizzard, work with the organizers, put their Blizzard name on the pro circuit, right? And then actually work with the organizations to have these circuits connect to a world finals where everyone gets promoted and everyone gets their piece of what they do. But within a sales package, then you have a problematic situation in terms of who's selling what. Is there a sales team for the whole thing where someone's selling sponsors on a DreamHack Open or a DreamHack completely responsible for what they're doing? But I also think that they should cut the WCS budget, put it into the already existing run tournaments like ISO Open, MLGs, NASLs, and have them connect in a much better way in a much more simple format. And then if you have any smaller leagues out there, you do your old standard contract, which is like, hey, if you want to run StarCraft events, you can. But people won't look at that as a StarCraft event that leads into the World Finals.
I like a lot of it, but I think it would be a problem for most organizations are running more games that are not Blizzard games. And then you have a problem to build their own circuit. Like the Interesting Masters. Okay, we go to Blizzard, they decide how we're going to run our StarCraft 2. We go to Riot, they decide how we're going to run League of Legends. We go to Capcom, they say how we're going to run Street Fighter and so on and so forth. How are you going to unify in your own IP, which is Inter-Extreme Masters? Impossible. And also, I would say that publishers are... I don't think that you're going to like cooperate in any regard. I don't so see it coming.
If I say... Reborn finishes within 2 years, my game, right? Okay. Not my game, but game made by multiple people. If I wanted to get the biggest impact on an international scale for my game, it's so much better if I could get leagues to cooperate and give financial support. Because I could say to people with Reborn, I could be like, hey guys, you can run a tournament if you want. And they'd be like, yeah, sure, we can run a tournament, but we're already running these tournaments and these people are paying us for $100,000 for Shoot Mania and Riot are paying this. But it's like, if I actually take in a lot of the weight off their shoulders and kind of be like, if you add it to your MLG under this format in terms of you are a stop, and then there is a stop here, and a stop here, and a stop here. And then when we come to the World Finals and say we want the World Finals to be at DreamHack Winter because of the size and the grand of it, we're going to make sure all the partners throughout the year can have their logos there. And then Reborn simply becomes this unified tour using people that are already, without having, like, for example, look at WSVG. WSVG made a tour, right? But WSVG was financially absolutely bullshit because they were trying to make WSVG the brand name that people would put their money behind. But when all you're really doing is you're advertising the game, so the game is going to always be making a lot more money. So the developer should actually be looking into supporting it on a production level, on a logistics level, and then offer opportunities for these event companies like DreamHack and MLG to sell additional sponsorship towards where the where they can actually make their money. So it's like, it's starting from a zero-sum game. It's basically saying, hey guys, if you run this, it's a zero-sum cost because we started you at zero, which means we've covered all the production costs, etc., prize money. We want you to make money off this. We want you to bring in sponsorships. We want you to work on it as much as we do. But we know that with this zero-sum game, judging from your communities, that the people that come back and buy our game and also the ROI on marketing, advertisement, etc. is going to be enough to justify giving money to each one of these tournaments, that it's financially viable and it's an awesome tour. And it makes a lot more sense for the community as it goes forward. And StarCraft II not having that like kind of structure has made me personally very meh when it comes to StarCraft II events throughout the year.
Most of the events doesn't really, they don't really matter. I mean, in the big scheme of things.
And I don't breathe, yeah.
I think next step for Blizzard might be to combine the two ideas, basically. But yeah, we'll see what happens. We spend too much time on this topic anyway.
I just want to end, I think, with the idea, I think what you have to do is that only North American players can compete in North America, only European players in Europe, only Asian players in Asia, would mean like...
Yeah, and that...
And they would de-hype everything in what we have today in soccer, for example, because I think the big story is these Europeans and Asian players coming to MLGs. But I think having like American and Asian players in Europe for DreamHack, for example, is a big story. And same is for GSL or OSL. Having these foreigners coming from the Western to challenge the Koreans is the big story.
Yeah, but then you have to look at esports and say... What is esports? Is it a regional competition? Is it? It's not really. Esports has always been an international.
I think we need to look at the ATP tour, PGA tour as examples.
Yeah, people probably don't even remember the.
The thing that happened to the ATP tour. I mean,
yeah, that was the
that
one
was unified
started,
as well.
Yeah, that was the one that was started by.
I think the players.
Wasn't it? Fatalities.
No, I'm not talking about the Quake thing.
No, that was
talking about the tennis tour.
Okay, yeah.
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 Not that, but there was one as well that started.
One thing that would be cool is though that we have this final tournament where this American, this European, and these Asian players who haven't faced each other for the whole year finally come down and have this final game. Because in StarCraft 2, my biggest problem with it is that still to this date, Nada versus Boxer, GSL 2, round of 8 is the biggest game in StarCraft 2 to this date. That's my biggest problem with it. You never get this climax into one game.
Hmm? You don't think you'll get the climax into one game if you kind of do that tour? Reason?
You want to have a talk on all the sites, on all people, for 1 month about this game before it's happened. Today, maybe 1 hour is about to talk.
That's
about
where the international has got it dot down really well, because people talk about the international all year. Then it happens and it's the massive. And then it's
what will the Chinese be? How strong is the North American? Can Navi do it again? What's the current shape of Mouse Sports? Will our style of win with his team? He is the champion. So on and so forth. Everybody talked about the international for 4 months, 5 months, almost for 1 year. That's what you want.
Yeah. But it's, I don't know. Yeah. We're not going to solve this.
Yeah. This is like solving the Israel-Palestine conflict or something. It's crazy.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Let's play League of Legends.
Move on.
Make a team. We're in StarCraft 2, so we should also talk about then in StarCraft 2, ASUS ROG, the Good Invitational, is happening on 13th to 14th. That's the tournament we're holding here. We should have actually just put European Invitational, because that was the plan, and because we didn't, some people were like, why no Koreans? Yeah. And they kind of like, and it's one of the focus of the Good Studio is I feel it's nicer to build, we have the ability to build a nicer European kind of story before they go, because it's not our responsibility to take them to an international stage. Similar, that's more of a DreamHack MLG kind of thing, but as a smaller tournament, we're able to do something with the Europeans, and we've got some great players. It's also worth mentioning that this is an additional tournament for ASUS ROG. Basically, the whole production costs and what we did for them over at ASUS Summer was cheap, and they were like, hey guys, we got this and left over, and we were like, that's cool, and they were like, hey, should we do something more? And we were like, yeah. So that extra $10,000 actually comes from the fact that ASUS ROG Summer ran really well. So it's an additional tournament, so if you're actually going to watch it, you can thank ASUS for not wanting just a pocket money and save on budget. And you can also, hopefully, if you feel nice enough, you can thank us for not overcharging people. So we've generated together with ASUS $10,000 more. So hopefully you enjoy the tournament. It's European only. Some good players, and it will be here. We're not doing a Home Story Cup thing. We're just going to make sure it's very nice for the players. We're going to have a practice room for the players, I think either with 6 or 8
We'll have it set up for 8. Yeah.
So we have a setup room for 8 of the players. And then my bedroom is being given away. So when the 2 players to play in an official match will actually go to my bedroom, there won't be anything in there.
What are you going to do with the smell, though?
I don't know. And then they'll play there in a closed environment. And of course, we'll have some help in production from some of our friends, like Nicholas, who works with QPAD, will come in, make sure we do a good job, and etc. And we're just going to make a really nice tournament for the players. We're going to give them food out of the budget, so they don't have to worry about that. We're going to pick them up, drop them off from the hotels, as well as from the airports. And so it's more or less just going to be a tournament for the players, and hopefully you have a really good time, and hopefully you guys enjoy watching it. But we're not going to go retarded in terms of crazy entertainment. We don't have the budget to fly in a huge amount of people. We've managed to scrape Adebisi in just through the help of DreamHack, because he's over here for one of your events. So as long as we pay his flights between this event and the other, so Adebisi's going to be here, and you can thank DreamHack for that. But yeah, so it's really low budget, but we've put most of the emphasis on the prize pool, and we personally don't make any money out of it, but we're happy to do it.
I like it. Just a bad weekend in a bad month in a bad, you know. It's gonna be. It's a lot going on. That's the only thing I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think it's nice to have all these European players. Give them a good tournament, 10,000, and we split the prize pool up so everyone gets something, which I like a lot more. $300 at least, just for turning up, and then the winner will get $4,000. But it was something that was put together after Asus Summer ROG through the help of Asus and Marcus, etc. So
I like that you have Stefano, Torsen, and Mana. Those are the three for me that are sticking out.
But what do you think about European only kind of tournaments? I know you just did WCS, but
I like it. I like that you choose 8 players. I think 16 would have been too much. Maybe 12 is some kind of number that would have been giving it more. It's always hard. I think what they've done at, for example, Home Story Cup, the last ones, has been just too many people. Too many players, for me at least. I hope you can pull off some cool stuff, like some special stuff that keeps the hype up. I think what you did at the Assembly one was a good one. Like, it was good to follow. It was interesting to me. A lot of good interviews, a lot of like good stories, everything like that. And I think that you need a lot of those kind of things for this event. And you have the players here in your home. So.
We're keeping this studio here, so we're going to have commentators down here. But we're building a set up in the lounge where that will be like an interview couch. So we're going to have constant content between matches. And we're really just going to focus on the players and their stories and what they want to say. And if they want to come down and... where you guys are sitting, they can sit there while the game's live and Apollo Semler cast and just chip in whenever mistakes are made. And maybe we'll have Apollo play some of them, actually, just for the sake of it. But we'll see how it goes. So, looking forward to it. Hopefully you guys are. More in StarCraft 2. Iron Squid is back. They've announced that they are doing StarCraft
again. Have they announced
again.
The dates?
The dates, actually, I believe... It finishes in May, I've got a feeling. Yeah, on the 5th of May will be the grand finals. They've got a venue. Big, like last time. I think there's pictures of it. You can check it out on Team Liquid. I'm on the page now if you just want to check it out. MMA won last one, correct? And they've invited him back in. They've added some more players there. Yay. But they did a great job first time round. So I actually visited France and met with the Iron Squid guys. I saw their new studios. I was in France for 2 days prior to going to Valencia. And they're building dedicated studios for each of the games. So that's their French content. And they're looking to ramp up their English content for the finals. Because last time, Total Biscuit and Apollo over Skype commentating a stream wasn't the best.
So I take it the good studio will be doing the international commentary?
I don't know. We're open to doing other people's content now. It's much more of a easier way to get good content out to our viewers. It's like everything we create of our own can cost money, but if we do something for someone else, it's...
The part I like with Iron Squid is that they are trying new things. Like, they are not following what everybody else is doing. And, of course, the final were a huge success. And I think that if Total Biscuit hadn't been able to go to USA, the English one would have been awesome. Maybe they should have cut Total Biscuit and brought in someone else, but that didn't make sense anyway because he had cost everything together with Apollo. So I think that was just unfortunate. There was not really like... Yeah.
Are they doing replays this time as well for the group stages and stuff?
I would guess they have to do it.
I'm not sure about replays, but I know that they're addressing the English cast problems and they're looking into solutions for that.
I think that was one of the major problems with last season was that it was all basically replays and it wasn't really interesting at all up until the final day.
Well, did they have a long delay between played games and casted games?
Yeah, really long delay.
Yeah. I think as an online competition over this long time with this many players, you have to have replays. But you have to have, a time slot when they can play. But look at this. Look now, October, November, even December to some extent. Some of these players, they will like play 3 tournaments per week almost, It's going to be... How the hell can you even play online at that point? I don't know.
Yes, but yeah, so the story is Iron Squid are doing it again. And I think they're definitely one to watch because, as we mentioned, they don't really follow what other people do. They have a very, in my opinion, not a unique way, but certainly they do it their own way. And that's something really nice. And it's nice to have someone representing France in esports. ESWC did a great job a long time ago, but they were very international professional. But this, the team of Iron Squid have a lot of personality, yeah. And I think that's going to come out over the production, so you should definitely check it out. We don't know who's doing the English content, so...
I mean, out of interest, are these guys connected to the old ESWC company at all? It's basically new guys.
It's, I met the guys at Pumpf, and then his brother is like the business guy behind it. Pumpf is the ideas and also one of the casters. Mm-hmm. So it does seem really kind of built up through passion, and I think they've done a great job so far. So we'll see what Iron Squid are going to do. Make sure you check out that forum thread on Team Liquid. You can just Google Iron Squid, and I'm sure you'll know. So next in StarCraft 2 news, just to bring this up, it's always interesting to talk about personalities. Clutch is now full-time with NASL. I actually wanted to ask him a question. Will he still be able to host MLGs, depending on what kind of contract he has? But he's currently full-time with NASL now.
Cool. Yeah, so I guess his thing on Reddit paid off in the end.
Yeah. He's...
Well, Red Eye's trying to do that with DreamHack, right?
Yeah.
He is?
Well, yeah, Red Eye mentioned on Reddit, he's like, I don't know if I will be going... I want to go to DreamHack.
It wasn't Reddit, it was Twitter. But
yeah. He goes, I don't know if I want to... If I'll be going... I want to go to DreamHack, but I don't know if I'll... should go if I'm not working there.
So yeah, but you know, he worked, for example, this summer, but he did it for Paradox with War of Roses.
I know, I told them to hook him up.
I would say it's not only that you have to work, working at DreamHack is not that you have to work for DreamHack.
Who's going to host DreamHack Winter?
Come in an announcement, probably.
Oh.
Could it be the game studio?
Before the event, probably.
By the way, Clutch answered. He said, yes, I'll be hosting MLGs.
Yeah, to say that, I think that if you're a commentator or a host, you are stupid if you go exclusive.
Yeah, but at the same time, if someone's paying you a full-time good salary, they might just want to keep you.
Yeah, of course, if you get $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month, yes, but maybe they don't do as much.
I mean, a dream hack allowing you to go admin some MLGs?
Of course not.
Exactly. But it's good. But at the same time, we've also seen, I think it's Rotterdam has been to MLGs, and he's a full-time NESL caster. Mm-hmm. So quite a nice that they allow people to do that. And ESL do the same thing. They've really allowed a lot of their commentators to travel and do other events. So there you go. That's a Clutch update for you, our lovely eSport Mormon.
That must mean they're doing quite well at NESL, by the way. That must mean they're doing quite well.
NESL are actually doing really good.
This is the fourth season as well. Yeah. The first season that's not doing the first.
Where is the $100,000, though?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I didn't actually ask him that. But
NESL, I didn't ask Russell either.
Huh? I didn't ask him, yeah. But NESL, it does seem that they are actually doing
Is the first season outside of the first investment, so it means that they're...
They're a very small company, I believe, in terms of actual employees. It might
they're
even
only
just
like
be
eight
three.
Or nine. Or
yeah,
something.
So... But there we go.
Yep.
So, let's go into the Four Open. Four Open has been announced. Organized by Gustav and also Pontus, is that his name, Pontus?
Yeah.
Who work for a media group, right? The media group is called...
N24.
Sorry?
N24.
Yeah. So a media group that also own Fragbuy and a lot of websites based around Scandinavia are now going into quite a big investment in terms of international scale prize money tournament. I'm sure they have international players. They've announced Dota 2, StarCraft 2, even Counter-Strike Go. I really need the website to talk about this more. Where is it?
It's sponsored by one of the biggest e-tailers in I guess Scandinavia called CDON. It's basically like an Amazon equivalent.
Yes.
It's massive, basically. It's a really good thing because I think it's...
All right, I got it.
Hopefully they can grow into a competitive DreamHack. That should be good.
Yeah.
I don't mean it's a bad thing for DreamHack. See, I think you need the competitor as well.
Yes.
Then you will improve.
$87,000 in prize money. October, November, December is going to be where it's held. And it's, League of Legends, Dota 2, StarCraft 2, and also Counter-Strike Global Offense.
Street Fighter.
Oh, really? No idea who's doing the coverage for it. Across.
Fragbite.
Is it Fragbite?
Of course. Or what do you mean?
I don't know who's actually going to cover the tournaments. Like, where's it going to be? All the streams and...
Oh, on that part, I don't know, but they have streamed some before.
Okay.
They might contract someone, we don't know.
I've got a meeting with them Friday. They asked me to come to their office on Friday, and I was like, sure. So, I don't know, maybe it's for that, or maybe it's something about Twitch TV, and they want, like, the stream there, because it's the best place in the world. But... The sponsor, The sponsor CD On. Yeah, they're
like
Amazon.
Like Amazon. They started selling CDs, and now they're basically selling everything. So it's,
okay, that's quite big.
They're a massive company owned by like a big conglomerate as well called Modern Times Group. They own Metro and a couple of other papers.
It's quite a good company to actually raise this kind of prize money as well, because they are a media group. I'm sure they represent a lot of big partners.
I mean, they're a massive, massive, massive company in Scandinavia.
But I think the label, the new Swedish esports championship, I don't really agree with it, though. In the regard, I think that this is a new esport organizer in Sweden.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is. I don't think it's...
Is this supposed to be more or less a direct rival to Esport SM, the one you have a t-shirt
on?
Yeah,
Esport SM, what you're wearing.
Or is this more direct rival?
No, we just announced our season, by the way. You can check it out on esportsm.se.
Can we?
Yes, of course.
I can't be bothered. Let's talk about the Spore Open. So, what do you like about it?
No, but it sounds amazing. It's an international one, that's what I mean. I don't think that the focus is Sweden.
Yeah, exactly.
So... I think it's like I think the label Swedish Esports Championship is beneath what it's aiming for.
Okay,
that's what I meant with it. It's cool. I'm gonna be really excited how they're gonna organize it, because running that many tournaments and so many online qualifiers—it's
happening very quickly as well. Like the qualifiers are this month, next month, finishing December. So.
So I'm impressed. It's very ambitious.
Oh, sorry. And since we just briefly mentioned Esport SM, people wanted to know how come no MOBA game in Esport SM.
How come no MOBA game
this
in
Esport second
SM?
Time around?
How
you had
come?
Hon
you
first
had
Hon
last time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how come no MOBA? If you can bring any words on that.
Actually, this is completely true. I don't know shit about it.
That's your main project.
But no, it's not.
Elspawn, can you stand up? Oh, there we go. No. Stand up a bit more. Yeah, there we go. What does your t-shirt say?
Yeah. It's because it's more of a slump that I have it, or a random that I have this t-shirt.
So,
but actually, I don't know why we didn't pick up a MOBA game. I don't have a good answer.
Okay, so with that's finished. 4, yeah, it's happening. Make sure you check out. It's going to be over the next 3 months. So hopefully we'll find out what they're doing and where you can follow the tournament. And then let's go into Esport SM. We can go onto this amazing website that I was linked to earlier by an anonymous person.
Should I?
Yeah, sure. You can bring it up. So you're going to be doing FIFA 13.
No, but you can click on the news item.
Where?
Yeah, click there. Yeah, just click
this.
Yes.
It's in Svenska, man. We don't understand
fucking
that shit.
Swedish.
Scroll down.
Okay.
There you have the games.
So this is like $25,000. Almost 20 or something like that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Divided by 7.
So Street Fighter, FIFA, StarCraft, and Global Offense. And it's going to be Swedish only, obviously. You take Esport SM around Sweden.
Yeah, if you scroll down, you see all the stops.
Fucking hell. Right. And then... Oh, yeah, Stockholm, Malmö, Gothenburg, Norrköping, Jönköping, Umeå. Yeah, I'm not very good at pronouncing.
To answer what we talked about, I think that the four O.
That's a lot of prize money just for a Swedish tournament, actually.
Yeah, I think so too. But is it four open?
Thor open.
They're using the open one, yeah. I didn't realize that. That's funny.
Yeah, four.
But I think the four open is more of a competitor to DreamHack Summer, DreamHack Winter. I think that's what.
Aren't they doing the four open finals at DreamHack? Or
no,
something?
They're doing it in December. I think it's during GameX.
One of the qualifiers.
When is GameX?
GameX should be in early November. Then you have DreamHack Winter, and then you have this CDON Expo thing. So I don't think that this is a competition with Esport SM at all. Esport SM. I don't think it's at all. Because different markets.
I thought one of their qualifiers was at DreamHack for this event.
What I think is happening is that in all the four PC titles, they have 8 qualifiers per game, and then you have 8 champions who face off at Kista Mässan.
Okay. Well,
and then you have open tournament at FIFA and Street Fighter. But it's very ambitious, and I think that they shouldn't have added that many games. For me, it's also strange to have Street Fighter and FIFA for a computer that they want to... the product 4 is a computer from CD-ON. It's a brand, a gaming brand for them.
Street Fighter on Steam, yeah.
So it's strange to have console games to me.
Street Fighter is available for PC as well.
Yeah, so okay, they're going to play on PC.
Oh, they're also doing Battlefield 3, by the way.
All right, yeah. Yeah, they have so many games. So I think they're doing maybe too many games. I hope they will manage. That's hard work to get it all pulled through. And also, I just hope that they have a big budget, because 600,000 Swedish crowns maybe is a little bit over the top if they don't have, you know, maybe the triple size of the total budget or something like that.
Yeah. We'll see how they do.
So we will see how it works out.
Worth watching, for sure.
Yes.
Okay, so we wrapped up the eSport SM, and we can now go into to talk about a new eSport team by Total Biscuit and wife Jenna.
Gina.
Starts with a G. Really, it's Enna. Is that Jenna?
Jenna.
You wouldn't say G. Okay.
No, because
team started by Total Biscuit and Jenna Bain. Fantastic. It's called Axiom.
Axiom. Axiom, I guess.
I don't know why I got the E in there. Axiom.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're.
Huh? Axiom.
Axiom.
Axiom. Axiom Esports, and it's Total Biscuit's esports team.
I think it's actually Jenna. Yeah, Jenna.
It's more Jenna. Yeah. Okay. So Crank is the first member. This is nice. Total Biscuit, as far as I can tell, I don't know, doing well within not only esports. Esports is probably more of a hobby and something he does and doesn't make a lot of money out of, but in terms of his just general gaming content, YouTube and status, he's one of the perfect people to actually support a team.
Yeah, it's him and Husky. Those two are
So Husky's money. Also involved. Yeah.
Husky's part of it as well.
Yeah, dude. Why not? Fuck it. Got money. Have team.
Yeah, it sounds like they're concentrating in Korea, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's really good as well, because then they'll... Yeah, that's really good. And Jenna's actually... I haven't met her. She was too scared to come say hi to me. Right. At DreamHack. She was at DreamHack. She was too scared to come say hi. But apparently, as far as I can tell, she's really good in terms of organization, management, smart lady.
She's really nice.
She organizes everything the Total Biscuit does, basically. So yeah. She probably knows what she's doing, but, I mean... Managing one player or five players isn't. Yeah, you can't really compare it to managing like 60 players that most teams got. So
yeah, but
Which teams have 60 players?
What? A lot of teams have 60. I mean, I think we have like 75 players.
I would say Dignitas, and who else?
I mean, there's lots of teams that have got. Lots of players.
There's lots. Who else? There are lots of teams.
I think we're probably one of the biggest teams with the most players.
Yeah.
I think EG's got a couple of players. I think Complexity's got a lot of players.
They have a few.
Hellspawn owned you, I feel, on that segment.
No, I was.
Maybe it was only because you used the number 60.
I'm even having 30 players, that's a lot too to manage. Yeah. I mean, managing one player isn't the same as managing 30 players.
But actually...
I didn't like the name, though, the team. That's the only problem with it. Otherwise, I love it.
I think this is actually could be a lot more interesting than people think, because if they're going to focus on the Korean market and they're going to build, for example, these players, we've already talked about this a lot. Koreans, in terms of their salary and the management behind them, no offense, it's just Shit. It's kind of the leagues have the the influence and the power and Kesper and etc. And it would be really nice having someone with who these people, Tollbiscuit, Gina, and Husky, they obviously understand how the teams have been built up over where we are, Western world in Europe and America. So they're going to be in a lot of talks and discussions if they actually grow their team in Korea in terms of how they're going to be able to compete within these leagues over there. And they're probably going to, because they're financially well-backed, we can say that already, they don't need to be financially like millionaires to be able to support five players, but they can. That it's going to be an interesting turn of events, potentially. And I think it could be quite good, because there's moments that we don't know, but you can foresee that could really shake what's happening over there. And if this team's available and someone gets fucked over in another Korean team, they're just going to be like, well, fuck it, joining Tollbiscuit and Husky. So really, I think it's going to be very interesting, because you couldn't start this kind of team with that kind of idea without having a lot of backing to start with. Like, if I wanted to start a team, I was like, I'm going to make a team, here's a website, I'm me, join it, I'll get you money, sponsorship, whatever. But you actually need to have an already running business to be able to support it, and that gives you a huge amount of strength in terms of you will be able to pick up four or five players without even, you know, battering your eyelids at it. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be more interesting than what people have already seen, which is like, oh great, they own a team.
I think their biggest problem is going to be managing what happens in Korean esports and Korean StarCraft. I mean, will they be able to join a Kespa league? I don't think so, at the moment at least.
I think also when you're saying, both you said that StarCraft 2, I guess, was it StarCraft 2 teams in Korea that are bad managed? That's what you meant, right?
Yeah, well, maybe not the
Kespa. I wouldn't say bad managed, I just think...
Yeah, they are.
Because I think that it's a huge difference between the StarCraft 2 teams, the original ones, and the Kespa ones.
Yeah.
Because the Kespa ones, so infrastructure, I would feel it is stupid for those players to leave for a Western team.
Yeah.
Because, as I see it, I can keep it short. You play to become one of the best so you can get a lot of fame and salary and a lot of good status in that regard. Mm. And you don't have it really in the GSL teams, I would say.
Right. Well, I just think it's going to be very interesting to see how that develops, this new team. Because teams, in my opinion, just aren't financially awesome. Unless you're EG.
But they are also sponsoring Bling, right?
Yeah, that's the other point. Tollbiscuit sponsors Bling, but that doesn't change anything.
It's not the Tollbiscuit brand, it's the Cynical Brit brand,
sorry, which is... Yeah, that sponsors Bling, but that doesn't change anything. That doesn't conflict or... Okay. All right, then. So, worth mentioning also this month that you will see coming up is going to be DreamHack Bucharest.
Yes.
It's going to be after the ASUS ROG. It's going to be another ISO Open, which is how many players? 64 players. And we expecting, have we done a player announcement yet, or expecting to see anybody there?
I think the full list will come really soon.
Okay. All right. And that's going to be in Bucharest. We don't need to talk about that more, do we?
No. It's
just, it is what it is. Is it the last Open before the finals?
Exactly. So okay. I think the big one is to check the rank. After the version came, I think, was it yesterday or something, or 2 days ago, Monday? I think that's the big story of who will make it into the grand finals. And is it $85,000 or something like that in the grand final, 24 players?
And and it's going to be in Romania. So
yes,
Trance,
that's cool.
Trance is going to show us where to get the best kebabs.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about kebabs in Romania, Trance?
But we have a show next week, right?
Yeah, but we want to hear it now.
But wait, next week, aren't we... Yeah, next week. No, we're still here. It's fine. Yeah, what do you want to hear? Yeah, good kebabs.
We don't need to talk about more, do we?
Okay, yeah, go on.
We'll be good.
Trance.
Kebabs are good. You'll enjoy them.
I want to know more.
No, you don't want to know more. They're very succulent. They use a lot of spices and sauces and stuff.
Do you like?
I love them. Yeah, I like
Romania
much more than...
Do you like Romania, living there?
Nah, I wouldn't live there again, now.
Why?
Because generally it's not that great.
Dracula can come and bite you.
I don't know, it's just... Nah. I'm much more used to... I mean, I've been gone for over almost 10 years now. It would just feel, weird. going to live back there.
Bit of a snob now, bit of a Romanian snob.
I wouldn't say a snob, but I'm just much more used to, you know, stuff around here. It's just like, you know, you lose a lot of roots and stuff. So, yeah.
It's very snobby, chance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I don't care.
Will you be flying to Romania?
Yeah, well, why do you ask? Of course I'm flying.
Because Trance doesn't fly normally. He took his first flight to Valencia.
That was not my first flight.
Wow, in a long time.
Maybe, in a long time, yeah, maybe.
No, he took the flight last year to Valencia.
I flew actually to Valencia the year before. Yeah, I did.
Good, all right. I wanted to get you involved, Trance, but...
My computer died. Do we have anything more like
we need to mention the League of Legends.
Of course, it starts.
We're going to that. Good. It's what we meant. Oh, yeah. Like so in StarCraft 2, the last thing I should mention before we move on to League of Legends is I visited in France the eSport bar Meltdown. This is a whole new segment where there's a bar that is not just a bar craft, it's a whole bar just for eSports. And I drank there.
So are they doing eSports 24/7?
It's just constantly like StarCraft on or streams and stuff. And they even have like computers, like a couple of PCs where you can play, and they run little tournaments there. And you can have a shot called Stefano, or you can have like a Blue Flame Hellion. I just drank whiskey.
So are they financially stable, or are they running off
investments? Yeah, they do well, apparently. But they're also thinking of coming to Stockholm.
Yeah.
So that was one of the news pieces. So we'll see what happens there. And that's the story. I just thought I'd tell you a story. I was just going around Europe drinking in bars, and I was at that one.
Great. Do you like eSport bars or do you like regular bars? And a special brand of bar you like?
Bar?
Bar?
Mm.
Bar? Bar? Nah.
ESports?
As long as they have whiskey.
Yeah, really, that's all that matters.
To be honest, I would prefer more gaming bars rather than eSport bars, where it's more like, rather than just the focus on eSports and stuff, it's like people would come like game developers. And because it's one thing to have an eSport bar where there's a lot of people that really like eSports, but it's another thing to have the crowd be a bit more diversified, where it's like, hey, if you meet someone, he's like, oh, I work at this game studio, or I'd rather have a more diverse crowd at a bar.
Right next to PAX, there were an arcade hall where they had a bar, and they had a...
That's called...
What's it called? I forgot I was there.
It's a franchise.
It's a franchise.
I really liked it. They had good burgers. Then you go and play some arcade, like...
Yeah, no.
It was sick because all the fighting game
someone people, must know the name.
All the fighting game people coming out of the FGC at the PAX would just meet up there and play games all night and like drink beer. Like, it's a great place.
Fucking love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I took games, motherfucker.
That's the end.
Hey, actually, that picture that people keep using my face for the cats, that's where I was. I was getting up because I just like got beaten from a streak at Street Fighter. Oh. I was getting up, I turned around, and that's the picture where I have the like
Dave
the
and Buster's.
It's not Dave and Buster's.
It was.
No,
that's where you played.
Wait,
Barcade?
That sounds familiar.
I don't know. Whatever. Bollocks. This headset. Okay, so that's the end of our StarCraft 2 segment. Now we can go on and talk about League of Legends Season 2 Finals. League of Legends Season 2 Finals is going to be this weekend.
And next weekend.
It starts tomorrow.
I think so, yeah.
The first games.
It's going to be massive.
It's fucking crazy.
What the fuck? Is it Gameworks?
Is it 2 million at the final stop?
Yeah, it's 2 million. I think it's 1 million to the winner.
And it's going to be held in LA, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, this is big.
Looking at their other events like PAX, and I mean, this is going to be insane.
I wonder if this is not the event. Up to this point, I would say MLG Anaheim has been the event of the year.
MLG Anaheim event of the year.
Yes,
okay.
I think that this one will beat it, and I think it would be a hard time for anyone else to beat it. This is going to be the event of the year for esports.
Do you think it's going to be better than the international?
I think it's going to blow the international out of the water. It's going to be really good.
What have you heard about it so far?
I heard nothing, actually.
I've seen a couple of previews and pictures from the build-up and stuff. It looks really good. All the teams are there for a reason. They're really, really good. I mean, all the teams are known brands. All the teams are, like, there's been really good previews. A lot of the sites are really covering it. It's one of these events where everyone's really, it's been built up from the beginning. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be really good. I think it's going to beat the Dota 2 concurrent viewership as well.
Well, even the 575,000. Yeah. All right, Newman.
I think so. Like, I don't follow League of Legends.
Are you going to watch it? Who's going to watch it from this room?
I'm going to just see how it looks and everything like that. But I mean, I'm not a League of Legends fan at all. I don't follow the scene that much. I just, you know, following it as a general perspective in the industry.
Yeah, you're a reporter. You have to follow it.
But I mean, $2 million, Riot, Finals, Los Angeles.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to it.
I think
if you don't follow the scene, it's a lot harder actually. Yeah, getting hyped for it.
I mean, it's the same in Street Fighter. If you don't get hyped for Evo, I mean,
I couldn't care less
about
you.
I'll watch Evo because I find it entertaining.
But this is fucking the biggest. I think Riot's gonna pull off some crazy stuff. Everything else would be a huge disappointment.
Yeah.
It's gonna be big.
It's
the culmination of their $5 million pissing contest. Like you have to watch it just to see what they're gonna be able to pull out. Not because of the game and not because of the players, just to see what Riot have got in the bag, and to see if you can't take it and use it for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good as well.
Is Joe Miller gonna be there?
Yeah.
I heard something about Joe Miller wasn't gonna be there.
He's
and was actually asking for like donations or support to go over there.
Yeah, what?
That's so stupid. He's like the best commentator in esports.
Apparently, like the LOL crowd loved that guy D-Man, who did DreamHack with
D-Man,
Joe Miller.
Yeah,
D-Man is amazing as well.
He did it with Joe Miller. I remember that much. But
Battlefield Power.
If they're not bringing over Joe, that's fucking ridiculous.
But isn't that because they have their own casters that are like the big
stars?
Oh,
what, Freak and shit like that?
No, they don't. I mean, they have a couple of their own, but
Freak's actually really nice. You know, he's like,
I like Riversong. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, no, him as well. It's really weird. Like, you can't dislike some of the employees at Riot, because if you talk to him, like, Freak watches our Quake Live stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he is also, like, big into Counter-Strike.
Riverton loves to play DayZ, so I, like, had big talk with him, and, like, I got so stoked and talked other shit with him.
No! These are the enemy! You don't fucking fraternize, man! You don't talk to the enemy!
What enemy of what?
Everybody's all like,
I think hopefully they do a really, really good event, because Valve is going to be watching, and then they have
Valve won't watch.
Of course they will be watching, and then you're going to have to do something better for the next international. So
Valve, when they told me, they don't look at what other people do, they just do what they think is right.
That's just bullshit. Yeah. I mean, of course it's bullshit.
But I think
Valve fanboy right here.
For me personally, I mean, at the international, I was standing screaming most of the games. I was even crying at some point.
That
I will not do at
when did you cry at the international?
I think, let's see, it was a Navi game. It was top lane. I think it was versus
LGD.
Yeah, I think it was versus LG. And they just pulled off some fucking crazy team play.
And you just found yourself like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was fucking great, you know. I would never get that excited of League of Legends because I don't follow the game. I don't get thrilled by it in the same regard. Yeah. But, I mean, that doesn't make this event anything less. It's like such a big event.
Sure.
What's it like?
It's a subjective thing.
Which?
Crying. What's it like?
You haven't cried?
No,
not today.
I didn't cry a lot. You know, it was more of a tear, you know. Of enjoyment.
All right.
What's all this? Oh, what? Really?
Just speculation.
It's going to be a massive tournament at least, and they're going to get a lot of mainstream attention, so that's good for esports.
What's this?
Not to be like that, but I
wait, we're looking at something here.
Overall, I just hate this.
Viewer counts?
Good for esports, killing esports, blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, like, all of the morons on Reddit and Team Liquid, you overused the word.
That's very odd.
Suspicious.
Good for esports than killing esports. I mean, of course something can be good for esports.
No.
There's no fucking way.
Maybe
international was good for esports.
Can't link me there.
I mean, even at this point,
it's like a buzzword that's being overused, but doesn't, I mean, it's
still
valid.
But I mean, even at this point, in Rally News, and you know, the Rally City pays MLG to come there to some extent, they are a sponsor. Yeah. In the newspaper, the only article they write is like, these geeks coming to this basement thingy, going together, playing games.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's nothing has
that's
changed.
That's Rally in MLG. I mean, if you look at the coverage you got for DreamHack and WCS, you look at the covers that League of Legends get in a lot of
Fatality media. Or Dennis Wong was on one of the biggest channels back in the early 2000s.
I mean, are you saying it's bad?
No, but I mean, are over exaggerated what's happening.
Yeah, but how do you think CBSI got involved in esports? Do you think it was because, I mean, they saw some mainstream press about it? Or
I mean, Fox was involved with the CGS. Yeah. No, yeah?
Yeah. So, well, not Fox, was the DirecTV, but yeah. I mean, a lot of this mainstream press.
So
can, yeah, create waves, basically.
We're going to look at a picture now. Yeah. We don't know anything about it. But it's a picture, so we can bring it up. You guys, because we're meant to cover everything, and we're not just like, we don't just bash for the sake of bashing. But apparently, the only interesting thing on here is like, okay, you know, you've got the match fixing from MLG, you've got Total Biscuit saying, yeah, okay.
This is basically a Dota fan that's made up.
This is Dota fan shit, yeah.
But the one thing that I've never noticed, and I have no idea about this, is inflating viewer counts for every tournament, and then there's a viewer list with viewer names, which are ABC, and then a string of
but
numbers.
You can't directly pull fingers at Riot because you don't know.
Well, yeah.
It could be a crazy fan.
Is that actually?
I don't know.
We don't know anything about that.
So we should.
There's not a shred of proof. I mean, Photoshop.
I mean,
is
something
cool,
like
but
that
this,
should be no. Twitch. Should be, I mean, Twitch.
But is there any way to watch a Twitch stream where you would actually be assigned like some sort of username in terms of like you connected via the Riot client or something?
No,
like,
you would have to have your own account.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, the
you just have to register.
Twitch,
yeah, you have to register the account.
But why would
they
register accounts if we're going to fake viewers?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's like I don't know if that's legit.
But I have a question.
But we can keep an eye on.
If you connect to a Twitch TV channel,
yeah,
and you have never filled in anything, you have a brand new computer, no logs,
yeah,
anywhere,
you won't appear in the chat.
What kind of name will
you
don't
have
a name?
You don't have
a
name, but you still count as a viewer.
Yeah,
you don't
have a
name.
So there would be no reason.
So why are they even creating this?
I don't ask me. I don't know.
Yeah, so
it's almost like it's
bullshit. This is bullshit.
Yeah,
doesn't seem.
Maybe it's Chinese who translates into that.
Nah,
I don't know. But yeah, it doesn't seem.
Could be a bug as well.
Doesn't matter.
Because you could just load multiple websites. But what if you connect. Ah, but then you also have the question, Trance, on Twitch TV. So for example, there's lots of viewers. Like, this is what they're saying here. There's lots of accounts that look.
Fake
there.
Accounts, yeah.
But let's say, for example, right? Now, if you connect as just the viewer, okay, without logging in.
Yeah.
You are just one viewer counted.
Yeah.
But if you're on the same IP or in the same room and you open up another stream account on, say, the PC to the left of you or on the right of you, does that count as another viewer?
Yes.
Yeah. But if you wanted to do multiple on one PC, if you logged into two different accounts on your two different
exactly.
browser tabs,
then it would
count as two viewers.
Well, let me think.
Isn't it run off IP, though?
No, it doesn't run off.
Because
if
I log into Twitch TV twice on this machine with two different accounts, and I
that's
go
a good
to
question, but
stream,
I can't give 100%.
Does it count as two different viewers?
Yeah,
I don't think you can have two accounts open at the same time on the same PC, though.
You
different
can.
Browsers, you
different
can.
Browsers?
Different browsers,
yes, of course. But I don't know how it will account on the view, you know, on the stream number, on the viewer, on the player itself. Yeah. I don't know 100%.
Seems pretty weird, but
yeah, it doesn't
maybe
matter.
Maybe some anti.
Yeah, exactly. It could
League
be like
of Legends. I mean, we really get pissed off with you guys out there just trying to constantly shit on League of Legends. All this anti League of Legends, you know,
and
propaganda.
I think
it's disgusting.
People on the stream probably think I'm really like League of Legends versus Dota as well. But I mean, I don't really care what game is the biggest. So I just want.
Yeah. I'm the same. I'm in for the hype.
Yeah.
Although, are the people that go into the events are they also fake? Like. Are half of them Riot employees who got $5 to go into the venue? Or,
we have teams for both games. Both games get huge, basically.
Check this out.
So for every 5 people who join into a stream of a player, then Riot puts in 5 extra, or...
Yeah.
No, nobody said it was right. Nobody says it's legit. It was just whatever.
No, it's a really bullshit
picture. It's a bullshit picture, to be honest.
All right. Yeah. We're investigating. Yeah. Investigation.
So for the finals on the 13th of October, James will travel to each person watching the stream.
No, but like Trance has like, I don't know if you have back-end access to Twitch TV, but we can look into it.
If there was
Twitch
like
TV
a big botnet or something connecting to the but Twitch stream, I think Twitch
it
would
certainly,
notice.
It certainly yeah, d- no. seems like a really weird stretch that someone would go and try and do that, so I don't believe it to be true. What's going on here? Okay, great. Sounds good. Let's just continue into the document, and we're now going to talk about we're in League of Legends. CLG, did you see that little mansion walk around? If you can call it a mansion.
Oh, I actually missed that one.
So no, I have not. It's cool.
The only thing I've seen from it is that they should get more furniture.
A little bit. I'll just
no,
skip through
we don't
it.
Want to show anything.
No, I'll just skip through it. So look, here.
Oh, God.
Just bring it up. You don't need to bring up the sound. Here, so MTV Cribs opening.
Yeah, look at this. What is this?
And then, look, house. And then, and they've got rap music in the background. Hot shot. And he's like, look, this is, that's Boy Boy, that's where he sits. And some woman sits in a cupboard somewhere over here. No, wait, where's the woman that sits in the cupboard? She's not there, but she's like, yeah, some bitch sits down here in the cupboard. I don't know who that
very
is.
Very classy.
And then he goes forward, and it's like, that's a little area TV. And they just got like a place. And it looks quite nice. And
looks really American.
They got both CLG teams there, I think, EU and America. So that's the next step, everybody.
I wonder where the fuck they are.
I don't know.
LA is nowhere.
But yeah, so you can check it out. CLG Gaming House Tour, if you just want to, if you're interested.
Looks good.
Yeah. But I think they need some more furniture, but I don't know, it looks good.
You don't need a furniture pack, like a desk, a chair.
About that, I just... What is going on with Razer Academy?
Nothing. Razer Academy? No, they had this girl for World of Warcraft to do a guide on a paladin.
Oh, wow.
The what?
Esports.
Huh. I think. Or a monk. I don't know. Okay, you ready?
I think it was silent.
How long has this show been going on now?
3 hours almost?
No way.
Three hours, 45 minutes?
No, fuck. God, we're horrible
people.
What do you mean? People.
It's 23:46.
It's 22. That's finished time.
Oh, 22. Okay, I'm looking at this one.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I was like, shit. Okay, so let's move on outside of League of Legends to something marginally better. Shootmania have announced a $100,000 prize. IPL have announced a $100,000 tournament for Shootmania. Which is going to be run by IPL. There's qualifiers in EU and NA. We'll have to see how it goes. The finals will be hosted in LA from November the 29th to December the 2nd.
LA, isn't it in...
Vegas, sorry.
Yeah, where are you going with LA, bro?
I don't know. So there's one more qualifier in Europe. I'm considering entering it.
He fun. Will be playing in it with
Fonzie. I don't know what to say about
you'll
this.
You'll be destroyed by the Dignitas team.
It's a ridiculous big
we
amount
have it.
For this
the
game.
Gauntlet has been thrown. Fucking Dignitas.
No offense. Let's just recap your destroyed. Team. Let's recap your team members and how they performed versus me. Zacabus never beat me.
Did you ever play him?
I don't know.
Zacabus 1-0.
And I did play Zacabus, I'm sure, at like UK tournament. Garpy beat me once, though. But that's when I was playing World of Warcraft.
2-0.
What? Your math is bad. Your team. I will shit on your team.
They will shit on you.
But I would have eaten a lot of food prior to
and what
the
about
shitting.
Koba?
What?
What about Koba?
I don't even know who that guy is. He's a scrub, nobody.
We'll see.
Who
we'll
is
see.
He?
We'll see. Hey, it's a scrub, yeah. I'm sure
is he
I'm
some
sure
Unreal Tournament player?
He played Call of Duty for us.
Oh, okay. So I have to play Shootmania now. I've got about 2 weeks training to do. And I reckon within 2 weeks, I might be able to qualify for IPL.
I think Sturman qualified.
Did he?
Yes.
Isn't it the winner only that qualifies?
Oh, is it just the winner?
Yeah, you get the pay trip and stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm fucked.
No, but like I said, $100,000 for a Shootmania tournament.
It's big.
That's a ton of money.
It is, yes. And
it's almost ridiculous.
Yeah, it's mini Riot, but fuck it. whatever, it's their money. That's why I agree with everything. And there's people playing it. Garpy could use a... I mean, Zacchaeus lives in a caravan. I mean... He does.
I mean, if they put money into the esports...
Zacchaeus lives in a caravan.
If they put money into the esports ecosystem, that's really good.
No. Zacchaeus lives in a caravan. It's not a bad thing. He loves it.
It's not a bad thing. Yeah, he loves it.
It's like... I mean... Like,
I have no idea, to be honest.
I mean, you've got the CLG Gaming House soon, the Dignitas Caravan.
Yeah.
It's
we're going to have a number of caravans lined up next to each other.
Is that what they call pikeys?
We do love Zacchaeus. It's not a bad thing. It's just, it's awesome. It's just a fact. Right. I'm gonna screw over your pikeys.
His caravan is probably cleaner than his house.
Probably,
yeah,
man.
Very true. Yeah, it's probably a really nice caravan.
It's a periwinkle blue.
So, what games do they have at IPL? StarCraft?
Yeah.
Do they have League of Legends?
Yeah.
Do you think? Or is it announced?
For what, for IPL?
Yeah.
No idea.
They used to be
we should find out, but we're just too lazy now. We're at the end of the show.
Yeah.
We should probably should we want to storm in to find out? What is it? Is the IPL what? IPL season?
5, isn't it?
IPL 5. Right, let's Google the fuck out.
IDBC is saying he's pretty sure LOL is confirmed.
By the way, didn't Tekken Tag 2 tournament get released?
Yeah, and actually that's been picked up by
MLG. $15,000. Yeah. Right. It's really cool. Because, yeah. I mean... For those who hasn't followed the fighting game scene...
Originally, it was just announced to be... It says here on IPL 5, the best players from around the world competing in two titles, StarCraft 2, League of Legends.
All right. Also, not only that, there's Mortal Kombat that got picked up as well, again.
Okay.
All right, cool. Because, so, I mean, Tekken has been... After Street Fighter 2, there were a big gap. Then it was Tekken who was the fighting scene for a long time. The first games, I think the first three games were, I mean, really big in competitive... gaming, and now I think actually this game might be as good enough to be a big one, because I think Tekken 6 was maybe not so strong.
Mm-hmm.
Was I think WCG had it though.
To be honest, the Tekken scene and all that, I haven't really followed the
It has been on arcade in Japan, has been really, really successful, as I understand it. And Tekken normally is the biggest fighting game. Most players.
Everybody I run into here in Sweden, they're all saying, you know, I'm like, oh, you play fighting games? They're like, yeah, we play Tekken. And I was like, ah. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're all because they all had PS1s growing up. So they were, Tekken was the game that was available on it, blah, blah, blah. So,
yeah. So that's going to be kind of cool. And I like it that MLG is picking it up.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's great. See.
Although I think that the Street Fighter Street Fighter globally is the strongest game, and it's going to be really hard for Tekken.
I prefer Marvel versus Capcom.
Marvel versus Capcom feels like just a US game, though.
Yeah.
It's not so big in Europe, and big in Asia. Okay. Although it's picked up to some extent.
Right.
It has picked up a little bit. Wasn't it played? Was it not God's Garden? But whatever. Justin Wong went to Japan and won a tournament I should know the name of in MVC, right?
Wasn't it Super Opera?
There you go, that's it. Yeah.
Super Opera Battle, what it's called.
The one that was like the worst in history because they played it outside. Yeah.
That happened also during this break.
Yeah.
I watched it, it was cool.
Yeah, SBO.
Okay, so to wrap
Super
up that segment,
Super Battle Opera.
IPL, we're going to be doing a $100,000 tournament for Shootmania, who are developers and NATO. You can only primarily assume that they're paying for that to happen. I don't think IPL would be able to raise something like that prize pool for a new game going in. Do you agree with me? Because otherwise I sound like a knob.
But it's IGN. Of course, they have like extremely, extremely good connections with the publishers.
Yes, but they also, if you speak to David Singh and heard him at Valencia, IPL is a very much a completely separate project outside of IGN. So it's not something that they have to run financially viable in terms of their brand.
I think they have some connections.
Yes, they do. Yeah. But I think, I can only assume. I want to enter the tournament, but I'm reconsidering it now. Like, who's playing in the next qualifier that I have to beat?
No
is it only the first team gets to go to Vegas? Yeah. I want a free trip to Vegas.
Well, it's like Sturmey is going to play, I'm sure.
He's qualified. He qualified this weekend, I think.
He qualified already.
Who did he beat to qualify? Sturmey, Lincoln, and Wins? Was it Sturmey, Lincoln, and Wins?
Yes, I would guess.
Because Lincoln's like fucking amazing at that game. He's just, his aim would be sick, and Wins is a really good competitor. So
yeah, and I think the game suits Wins good a lot. I think
it's harder. What's going on?
But I don't know. How did doesn't Cypher play for Millennium? Has a strong team too.
I think I could beat Cypher and Avek at that.
I don't think Avek is playing it.
What about Strengths?
Oh, that was maybe what I meant. Strengths is in Millennium, right? Not Cypher. Now I'm confused.
Yeah.
I need to talk to Fox and Faz.
Figure it out.
By the way, didn't FaceIt launch something with Quake this Sunday? Mm-hmm. Was the first Quake tournament for a long time.
Second.
And Faz was in Milan.
Yeah, he got...
What? Speak in the mic so we can hear it, man.
They flew him over to Kasuzu, replacing basically Zotac, the old Zotac. That's what is now.
Zotac weekly 100 euro or dollar tournaments have now been replaced. Zotac was run by Freaks 4U Gaming. FaceIt is a company based in Italy. Don't employ Sturmy, but use them as a consultant. They set up a Quake Live weekly tournament. Faz got flown over to do something on camera, commentate.
Will he go there more? Like, sounded like he would go next week too. That sounds crazy.
I don't know. That's a waste of money.
I think it was only the first couple of shows or 2 weeks or something.
Huh? All
right, if I remember correctly.
Was it just, the first 2 weeks?
2 weeks or something, I think.
Yeah, okay. Right. And Zoot
Faz
and...
Faz can tell us more.
What's happening with Zoot and Disrepute? Because they're casting it. Are they casting it? Because they have, a whole background image of, like...
No, it's Zoot and Faz. Zoot and Disrepute. It says in... His casting is for FaceIt.
Yeah, but where... Oh, so they were in the
studio. In Milano.
Oh, right. I thought they had it like a... Okay.
No.
All right, whatever. But they flew over Zoot as well then.
Yeah.
That's only strange part for me was that they didn't really show, the platform FaceIt and what they're going to do with it and everything like that.
FaceIt is similar, I guess you can call it, to a Playham or something where you just basically find opponents and play and there's prize money, but it's...
Yep.
It's going to be doing StarCraft, I guess, but it's starting with Quake, I don't know.
I think he's going to do a lot of games, yeah. I think, but I just talked to Stormy briefly. So.
Okay, so that's the end of the Shoot Mania, and we've summed that up amazingly. So, marginally better than what we were before with League of Legends and Shoot Mania. New eSport game, still an improvement, called War of the Roses. No, it's an insult to the others, actually. But
I watched the stream... Partially yesterday. No, I saw you when you had a break or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't follow it closely.
So
was it fun?
I went to the launch event of War of the Roses, which is done by Fat Shark, published by Paradox in Stockholm. The game is a FPS medieval time. I don't know what century it's in, but you've got swords, bows, and arrows and stuff. Now. I'm only going to criticize it in a way that is, okay, it's maybe a fun game, maybe you enjoy playing it, maybe it's something fresh, it's not just weapons and a Call of Duty, and it has skill elements of hitting your shot, swinging your sword, whatever. But I just feel that esports is this, as I said, it's hot shit right now in terms of everyone wants to have something esporty within their game. So they say esports, and it's you're better off just saying it's a competitive game. There's a multiplayer, and if the community pick it up and run events, then it becomes much more of an esport, which is where you play for money. So it's a competitive game, you can say that. But what really bugs me is I don't know, like when they had a game review, and actually, right, okay, I'm actually gonna start doing something after this show, okay, right? I'm going to do something, I'm actually going to do it, because there's a lot of things I try and do and I always don't do, but there's things I do that I shouldn't do. That makes a lot of sense. So, if we come to my screen, there's a review of War of the Roses, and it was fun. Like, I have to admit, I enjoyed, stabbing people in the face, like this guy, but it was just, a fun game. I can't see how it would make any LAN for it or whatever, but it could have its place with an online community and organize little events, which is no problem. But the biggest problem I have is in terms of this review. This guy here, I have no idea if he, Paul Dean, probably doesn't know anything about esports, but at the end of the event, because the publisher has probably said, esports is hot shit for us right now, can you say something maybe, or spoke to him. At the bottom sentence, which I find quite insulting, which is, War of the Roses is a modest and pared down, whatever, don't need that line, because I can't read. It's an innovative game, and I'd like to see it succeed. I'd like to see it grow, and quite honestly, I'd like to see it turn into an e-sport, says Paul Dean. 8 out of 10. And this line here...
What a moron.
Like, it's just... The publishers have obviously been like, when they spoke to him in terms of an interview, they're like, oh yeah, and esports and competitive gaming and stuff. And then Paul Dean's like, oh, off, I'll throw that in, that'll be interesting. And I'm just going to check chat. Because it was a you can see where the review was, Eurogamer.net. Let's check chat.
Maybe it should mail this guy and tell him yeah, maybe he should...
E for effort, someone says in chat. But, like, as I said, the game isn't bad at all, but it's just how people are kind of using this... Like, it's really actually kind of good that they say esports in these reviews. It's good for us, but it's just for us as the elitists, if you, which we are, which I am. It's I kind of like... But I should just, like, let it go, because at the end of the day, they mention esports. And maybe that's what esports will become in the future, any game that has a multiplayer. They won't call it multiplayer anymore, they'll call it esports, but it's not really...
I look at this, that in the beginning of, what is it, late 90s, it was a multiplayer game, was a single-player game which you can play online with, I would say. And today we have this esport label, everybody will say esport game, but what they mean is that you can play multiplayer game.
Yeah.
So I think the development is one step, that now we don't have single-player games which you can play online, we actually have multiplayer games. But we don't have esport games in that regard. And I think that, for me, esport is that when you are competing in a structured way or organized way against each other, in a tournament bracket or in a ladder system or by organizing, going to a physical event, then it's an esport
game. Yeah.
But so, this maybe, I would say, is a multiplayer game.
Yes. And we see, and I told him in the thing, I was like, if your community wants to gather together and you give them tools to compete and they raise prize money or even fame, it doesn't necessarily have to be, then you could potentially, you know, have a place in esports. But it would be a similar place to a lot of other, the smaller games. It would never make it to IEM and MLGs. So yes, what I was going to say is, because we need to do more shows here, and I wanted to plan a show which was a game review show that I wasn't going to be on. I actually just decided that after not a lot of thinking spontaneously that fuck it, I'm going to start reviewing some games. So I can do one tomorrow if you want, Trance. Don't give a fuck.
Hands up in the air.
So I'm only kind of probably going to review games on Steam because I can't be asked to buy them anywhere else.
Most PC games are Steam.
You look disapproving of this.
No, I like it.
But the idea is when I review games, I'll probably end up reviewing things initially that have a competitive or multiplayer element. Just because I'll get shit ass. I used to be a really big casual gamer, but I'm not anymore. I'm by no means... Casual games, I can probably find something I like every once in a while, but... For example, I was looking at games that I could review on Steam, and I was like, oh, look, Cannon Fodder 3. I remember playing Cannon Fodder. And I looked at the trailer, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's going to be awesome. And then I saw some in-game footage and be like, I can't be bothered with that. So, yeah, I'll review a game tomorrow. We need a name for the show. We were thinking...
Good or bad?
No. What were we thinking? Steam, you came up with one.
Full of Steam.
Full of Steam.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good, because we're just buying them on Steam, and full of Steam, kind of like full of hot air.
Is Steam the biggest digital gaming
essentially,
or what it is? But when you look at the stats on their site, I mean, they have like 5 million connected people at the same time. Isn't that not so much?
It depends on how you count. I mean, you count
two good reviews,
money,
like,
or
faggot.
Do you count the amount of games? Do you count the downloads? I mean, the Apple App Store is huge for games as well.
What the bloody hell is?
Oh yeah.
No, but honestly, right? Because there's some multiple reasons I want to do this show. I actually do want to play people's games, and if I'm going to develop a game, I want to review other people's games just to see anything.
Is it only new games you're going to do?
I'll do whatever. I'll do what I just think is fun, and maybe the
World
community
of Warcraft, Mr. Pandaria in the PvP picture.
I wanted to do Guild Wars 2 because I haven't actually been able to play that yet, and my mate is bugging me to play it. So if I was going to review Guild Wars 2, I was going to go into the game. My mate, who's like really good apparently and streams lots, who used to play World of Warcraft, would even take me in and just show me Arena, how it's played, what it's good at, and just kind of review it from like, these mechanics could make for a great esport game, or not really, or... But I don't know how I'm going to do the reviews or what I should focus on. Because I want to stick them up on YouTube.
You
just because I just want kids to flame me. What?
You want to do this tomorrow?
I'm going to do something tomorrow, yeah. Because that way we have a fucking show tomorrow. Because if we don't, we don't have a show. Alright? So I'm putting myself out there. So...
6 o'clock? Sounds okay.
So six. I don't know what six. I'm going to review tomorrow.
Eight. No, six.
Eight. Why six?
Six. Because that's where you used to do the old shows before. Or what? Was it eight?
No, we always did eight.
Fine.
Since eight, when do we change that?
So, I don't know.
Sounds fun. I like it.
Yeah, but go I have it. To have an angle of a game reviewer if I'm to become a
esport games.
Nah, but esport games is like boring because everyone would be like.
The only thing would be okay. 1 out of 10, not esport game.
Just be brutally honest. I mean, not, a lot of.
Well,
lot
I am
going to
be fucking
are,
honest.
Yeah. I mean, that could reviews. Be your angle.
Yeah, brutally honest twat. Yeah. Esports elitist dickhead.
Yeah.
Reviews your games. Yeah. Esport commissioner representing elitist dickheads reviewing your competitive games for esports, most likely going to fail twats.
By the way, has someone taken the name E-Twat?
E-Twat?
I think that might be something...
That would be pretty good.
Eat twat now.
Lucky twat. Yeah.
But then you lose the purpose. I think then more about like, you know, being a twat
yourself. Do you want to wrap this show?
Yeah, let's wrap.
Eat twat's all right.
Eat twat. Monkey twat.
Maybe you should change your nickname.
Full of steam is a lot of
E-twat. Hairy
twat.
Electronic twat.
Full of steam is a lot better.
Full of steam, yeah. I'm going with full
it's
of
amazing.
Steam.
Because
it is a good name.
Hey. Yep. I thought so. I was like, what are you, what makes you, James? And I was just like, you're full of shit. So it's perfect.
Says the sack of shit. Yeah.
I agreed with it.
You couldn't deny it.
Eat flat and sack of shit review games.
Let's do it.
For the YouTube.
We got
cancer.
All right,
what game am I going to review tomorrow, chat? Might as well finish this off. What game do you want reviewed tomorrow the most by me, who will play it and talk about it honestly from lots of different opinions? And it's got to be on... I need to put it back on YouTube as well, just because I want the YouTube community... you're just giving me
Dota 2,
a lot of
Dota
games.
2, like what? Guild Wars 2 that's been done to death. Tetris.
Torchlight 2.
Tetranet. It's a good game.
Yeah, that's
like, I have to review normal games as well at some point, because otherwise I'm going to run out of content. Okay. So I have to go in and review, like, Torchlight 2. And then I have to kind of be like, put myself...
Yeah, Train Simulator 2012.
I would like to see when you play Civilization 5 or something like that.
Civilization 5.
Holy... Yeah, dude. He gets through the character creation scene.
So
like it takes him 2 hours.
Bad games.
We come back 35 hours later. He's like, I just finished my first
The problem
day.
Is, right, Total Biscuit does his reviews in a good way. Because what he does, he plays them a little bit before, obviously. And then he does like a nice little 10-minute segment or something that goes on YouTube. And everyone's like, yeah, I got the whole story within 10 minutes. With me, I'm just going to play it for like an hour, 2 hours. And it's going to be horrible for the people on YouTube. They're going to be like bored.
Well...
Can't be asked.
You're not going to have a script, like that, man. Like, you need to write a script out, basically.
Train Simulator 2013.
Transporter Tycoon.
Choo-choo, oh, motherfucker.
James, did you play SimCity?
SimCity?
Yep.
Back in like
Which
tenth
one of those show? Are your favorite? One?
Tenth grade.
I only think I played, like, the first one.
The first one?
Mm. Yeah.
Good game.
Good game. That's a review there. Can we have that clip for our for my game review show?
We needed the cam on Hellspawn there, Trance.
All right, guys. If you want what games you want reviewed, go over to reddit.com, reddit.net. Is it .com.net?
.com/r/thegood.
The GD Studio.
Make a thread.
Make a thread. Just be like, I want these games reviewed, and then people can just... In fact...
No, it's easy. You put the game name, the one with the most upvotes.
Yeah, just put the game name and then upvote it, and try not to troll me, because if I end up turning up tomorrow and I have to fucking play Train Simulator 2013...
Like Hello Kitty's fighting game.
You've ruined my evening, because no one... that's not even good content for people to put out there, because A, I'll be pissed, okay? I'll just be like... It looks like a train. It moves like a train. What? For the Steve? No. And I'm going to put these on YouTube, right? And if the first game review I do, and I go on YouTube, I'm like, hey guys, I'm reviewing games. I'm James Harding, professional gamer in Quake and blah, 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 and also work in esports, and I'm going to be reviewing the Train Simulator 2013 for your enjoyment here. Let's check out if this is worth anyone's money to purchase. And then I'm just going to play it, and at the end of it, you're going to know that the only people that want to play Train Simulator 13 are people that are into trains.
But I have a good idea, though. You know, during a week, you could go through one game every day and play them, like, maybe 12 hours. And then you can have a theme on it, like chess games.
So you play, to do other stuff.
12 different, games, right? 7 different chess games.
Yeah, we do have to do other
stuff. I
would like to see you playing chess for 12 hours for 7 days in 7 different chess games.
I'd like to see you used as someone's sex slave in a gay club. That's trade. I'll do the chess. We'll get you a helmet camera. Emphasis on helmet.
I think I would enjoy it more.
I'd be playing my chess going, fuck man, I was having such a good time on this other stream. I wish people were buying me drinks.
I would have more viewers also.
Alright, so
YouTube millionaire.
But okay.
Lord of
Don't Dan fuck Dan. Me over, community people, because I promise if you give me a bad game, I won't even be funny. I'll just be like, what a great game. Really enjoy the graphics. So give me games you actually think I can review. Like, and I only really play like competitive games. Any game that you give me that is like new and it's casual, I'll still be okay with it. But if you give me an FPS game, that'll be fun. Gay Slave Simulator.
Can't you review the new Battlefield expansion or something? Didn't it come a new one, really?
Yeah, but I might need to play the first Battlefield.
You're already losing so bad.
You're so fucked already, man.
Simulator is by far number one already.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let me have a look.
Mods. Censure.
I don't believe I have to spend money on that game now. My Steam collection is going to look like... Train Simulator 2013.
Oh wait, it's got a trailer. Let's see the trailer. Click. I want to see that.
The most realistic rail sim now on Steam.
My name is Simon Saunson. I'm the marketing manager for RailSimulator.com, and I'm going to.
Looks like trains.
What did you expect from our
really exciting at least.
Train Simulator 2013. Chinese trains, right?
Is it Japanese? No, this is like I'm going to close down my train company. The first thing I can do, I can. It's not even. Is it frozen?
This is actually the game.
Some of the cab features.
No, this is the game.
Yeah.
Like in-cab signaling.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you drive. It's a train simulator, man.
I can see this one.
Quick drive. Multiplayer. Oh yeah. We're fucking in. I'm going head to head, literally, with other train simulators in a multiplayer campaign. This could actually be still better than League of Legends. I hate to say it, but if the multiplayer turns out good, and I reveal it, IPL.
So we wanted to do something where you can look at. not only that, Victoria is 50 points.
Oh my god, look at
so
that.
So even though I'm driving with an Xbox 360 controller, minimal display, I can...
I'm amazed, I cannot see
Is there passing?
You can't even crash the fucking thing. It's just like...
Of course you can.
Can you crash it?
We'll find out tomorrow.
Train crashes do happen.
Alright guys, well it looks like you're going to win, so tomorrow I will be reviewing the Train Simulator 2013.
I'm amazed.
Simon, the marketing manager, I'll be going into the single player, building up the train, driving around on some railway tracks, and then I'll be going into a multiplayer to look for versus matches, where I hope to be able to come out with some great insight and provide you good information of why you should or shouldn't buy the game.
Can you like do some statistics too, so we can see like you know the sales before and after? Because I think that they might get a spike tomorrow.
Okay, I tell you what. Like we'll check how many because on Steam,
powered. You can check that. Yeah.
No, they don't have any numbers, right?
I'm trying to load the page. Why is it? It's an innovative game in my search engine. Alright, yeah. But it's on Steam, so they probably have numbers of people playing it, have loaded it through Steam. Alright, well.
Train.
What? Sorry, it's really funny because I'm just on the page and I just. Train Simulator 2013, most realistic rail sim by now on Steam. And I scroll down and I read something about MLG, NASL, and esports. Linked because it's game
random links.
Yeah, but it's yeah, it's game sports. Yeah, esports is. I was like, what? How are you? Shit, I'm late to the party.
MLG next season.
Yeah,
Pro Circus.
Okay, that was very confusing. I was really like, holy shit.
But
All right, and then I'll review other stuff afterwards. So. We'll try it out. Alright, we're done with the show, I think, now. So, that's what we'll be doing tomorrow on The Good Show. Yeah, that was the last piece of news.
So, I guess if the show tomorrow is a train wreck, you won't be doing it again.
I actually want to be able to do, though, like, I'm serious. I want to be able to do good game reviews. Because I actually am really pissed off that everybody in the industry just gives everybody 8 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really pisses me off. Because when I used to buy a Nintendo magazine, right? If you got 8 out of 10 in that Nintendo magazine, it was like the best game ever.
Oh. Yeah.
If you got 7 out of 10, still worth a buy. 6 out of 10, if it was your genre, pick it up. 5 out of 10, 50-50. Yeah. But now it's like 8 out of 10.
Same with PC Gamer. I mean, if you had like a 85% game, there was a fucking good game.
Yeah, back in the day.
No one had above 91 or 92 ever.
No.
A PC Gamer, so I mean...
Those I think Quake, like the original Quake or something, got like a 9 or whatever it was. And that was like...
Yeah.
Because it was first time, like 3D and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so I'm going to do honest game reviews. I'm going to take over YouTube, man. It's going to be sick as fuck. Totally ripping off Turtle Biscuit's idea.
What the fuck?
I need some money. I want to start my own esports team. Good luck. Stop looking at me like that. Any other great ideas we should do?
Not really.
Or maybe close the show.
I just want to go home and sleep. Right now.
I want to go home and sleep. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming back, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Always welcome.
Yeah. Hopefully next week because now we've talked about a lot of stuff, next week we'll actually have more specific things to talk about, so
more focus
next week. Live on 3 will be starting soon.
Haven't they started?
No, they started like one or two.
So make sure you check out Live on 3 with DJ Week.
What, there's TL Attack going on right now? Actually
don't know.
TL Attack is going right now. Go call the dwarf them or some shit.
Yeah, and then we'll start filling up the content again the best we can. And we'll have the tournament. So game reviews is the new best thing here.
New best thing in the world.
Yeah, I'm done. Bye. My work here is good. You done?
Yeah.
All right. See you tomorrow. Game review time with the Good Studio. Going to be sick. Fuck.
to